Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
Hey, it's Megan from The Morning Show on your encouraging WPER. Welcome to another edition of Community Matters. I'm excited this week to feature the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber of Commerce, which, I mean, I know that these exist, these Chamber of Commerce, they exist all over the place. I personally have never been super familiar with what they do in the community, and so I'm excited to be able to talk with one today, just to dig deep into the ways that they serve the community, the ways that they serve their members, and different things that you can get out of it. So without further ado, here is that interview. Carly, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. Could I ask, just for our audience, could you introduce yourself and what your role is with the Fredericksburg Chamber of Commerce?
Excited to be here. My name is Carly Swain Walker. I am the Senior Director of Membership and Community Advancement.
Wonderful. And then Fredericksburg Chamber of Commerce, can you tell me a little bit about what role it plays within the community?
So the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber is a diverse business hub for really the fastest growing region in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Our members include small and large businesses, nonprofits, government entities, and educational institutions. Our mission is we build relationships and create competitive advantages for a healthy business environment. And we do that through leadership, access, innovation, advocacy, and connections.
Can I ask, like, roughly how many members do you have? Is that a figure available?
Yeah, it's in between the 800 and 900 range. We're always bringing in new members, so I don't know that exact number. I definitely advise anyone that's interested in membership to reach out to our membership director, who is Wendy Zelazny.
And can I also ask, just in terms of who's eligible, what are some of the criteria for being able to apply?
Really, it's anyone in business. Like I said, we work with everyone from small to large to nonprofits to schools to government. I like to say, if you have one employee, we can help you. If you have thousands of employees, we can help you. So it really runs the gamut as to who's eligible for membership. And we encourage everyone to check out our membership benefits because we know that we can help your business in some way.
Is there a restriction in terms of location? Like, do you have to have a business in or serve people in the Fredericksburg area?
So we actually are a regional chamber, which is wonderful because we serve Fredericksburg proper and then Spotsylvania and Stafford and King George and Caroline counties.
So anyone with a business in those areas is eligible to get a membership with the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber?
Absolutely, absolutely. And sometimes we have people even outside on the outskirts that do business in this area, but you may be their locality or their official offices in like somewhere else, like maybe up in Northern Virginia. We allow those to be members as well, as long as they're doing business in this area.
And what does membership look like in terms of costs to join?
Well, we have a variety of membership levels, which we now have posted on our website, which I encourage everybody to go to, which is FredericksburgChamber.org. And we have a premier level, which is our highest tier, all the way down to classic. And it really just depends on what you are interested in as far as membership and what your business needs right now to get to the next level. I will say our classic level is at the $425, and then it just goes up from there.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So I'd love to get into now some of the work that the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber does in the area. So are there any key initiatives maybe that you've been a part of over the last year or so that you could share with us?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, we've really been keeping our finger on the pulse with what's happening with the pandemic and continuing to be the voice for our business community. And so it's not necessarily any new initiatives, but our key initiative has really just been helping our business community to continue to thrive, grow, not have to face closing down or, you know, any decline in major in business. And we do that through, you know, understanding what's happening on the political, marketing, events, and networking side of business. And we have departments and persons that have expertise in all of those fields here on our team. And that's really just been helpful and strong and allowed us to keep that foundation of the businesses in District 16.
What about in the times coming ahead? I mean, obviously, as we're moving our way through the pandemic, hopefully getting to the other side of things, do you have any things on the horizon that you're really looking forward to for the chamber?
Yeah, so we actually are starting a pilot program that focuses on the workforce initiative. We have a Workforce Now committee of leaders that represent businesses, nonprofits, and secondary and post-secondary education. And we did a recent survey of our chamber members, and 45% of the respondents indicated that the lack of workforce was one of their top concerns for their business. This is not anything new that any of us have heard. And so we decided that we were going to take all of those entities that we work with within the business community, and we were going to bring our schools and our businesses together to build upon workforce through events, trainings, and collaborations. And so that's a pilot program that we're just now kicking off and starting to put a lot of meat around it. And a lot of things are on the horizon in regards to that. We also are revitalizing our FXBG Next Gen group, which is the next generation of business leaders, which are young professionals, as some people may call them or title them. Mm-hmm. We're revitalizing that group and bringing them together to start exchanging best practices in the business community. We also have a CNEW group, which stands for the Chambers Network for Enterprising Women. And they select a nonprofit each year that they partner with to help bring advocacy and ideas and a little bit of fundraising too. And this year, they're going to be working with Empower House. So we're really excited about that. And we recently introduced a new lunch. It's a monthly lunch. It's called Business Connect. And it brings all of our members together to do exactly that, connect. Mm-hmm. We realized that during the pandemic in the last 2 years, our community in general has just not had the ability to connect face-to-face and exchange ideas and best practices and all the things going on in their world, whether it's personal or professional. And so these lunches are solely purposed for bringing people back together to connect around business and community.
Fantastic. Now, in addition to that, that lunch, which I know you mentioned, it's a new lunch that you're kicking off. Do you have any other regular events, regular networking events, whether they're monthly or quarterly, that you offer?
Yes. So we always have events on the calendar. We have obviously ribbon cutting. So as businesses reestablish themselves on the other side of the pandemic or open, we are there to celebrate them and do a ribbon cutting. And those are always on our calendar. Mm-hmm. So definitely look out for those. Our CNEW group are, again, our enterprising women. They're always hosting events that are catered towards, you know, women in leadership, which is really awesome. And we have a huge gala that we do every year. We normally do it in January, but due to the pandemic, we're doing it in April this year, where we give out the large and small and entrepreneur businesses of the year awards and some other leadership awards. So that's always a fun event. And then we also have, our Next Gen is going to start hosting some service and socials where they come together and socialize, but they also always have a component of service back to the community in those events. And then another huge event that we have coming up that ties back into that that pilot program I was speaking of earlier is our Intern Expo, which is brought to you by our Workforce Now Committee, which I also mentioned earlier. And that is a way for us to bring those schools and students in our community together with our businesses. And that's going to be on April the 26th. It's at the Expo Center, the Fredericksburg Expo Center, and it's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we are encouraging businesses to still sign up, and we are going to have secondary and post-secondary students there and also some non-traditional students and some homeschool students.
Excellent. Thank you. I have several questions just based on some things that you shared that I kind of want to go back to a little bit. So I'm going to bounce around here if that's okay.
Sure.
One of the first things, though, is, talking about membership, what is like the level of participation? Like, is there an expectation once you become a member, you are expected to attend X amount of events or contribute X amount to the group? Are there any expectations like that?
No, I mean, really, there's no, like, requirement mm-hmm. to, you know, stay a member. I mean, obviously, you have to pay your membership dues. Mm-hmm. But what I like to tell people is you get out of your membership what you put into it.
Okay.
So if you're attending events and you're part of a lead share and, you know, you are engaging in networking opportunities and making connections to other businesses, possibly even signing up for our Leadership Project Work program. You know, if you're doing all these things, that membership is going to pay off for you exponentially. Now, if you're just paying your dues as part of your annual budget and you're not doing anything with it, it's not going to be beneficial mm-hmm. for you. So you just have to invest in the membership and the benefits that we offer. Another benefit that comes with being a member is the marketing. Mm-hmm. We have an incredible marketing team here at the Chamber, and they, you know, help you and your business through social media outlets and, you know, videography and, you know, advertising on our website. And, I mean, the list just goes on and on and on, and that alone is worth the membership, in my opinion.
Perfect. Thank you. What types of businesses are in the chamber? Like, I mean, does it run the gamut or is it pretty, you know, like traditional, like, I don't even know what you call them, but like traditional careers or is it just sort of like anything and everything you've seen?
I mean, really, it is really anything and everything that you see mm-hmm. out in your community. If you were driving around in our area, you know, Spotsy, Stafford, King George, Caroline, and you see a business, there's likelihood that they are a member of the chamber. Of course, we have, you know, the big ones that everyone's used to seeing, like the Mary Washington Healthcare, and, you know, they're a high-level member with us. But then you also have, like, you know, the food co-op, for example, mm-hmm. that's also a member. And, you know, I mentioned Empower Health earlier, which is a nonprofit. They're also a member. And, you know, really just all-encompassing of what represents our community and business is available to be a member here, have the opportunity, but a lot of them already are.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Do you have any success stories that you've seen or just really neat things that you've seen kind of come together between members of the group? Anything that you can share?
That's a wonderful question. Yeah, we see people connect all the time, but going back to that pilot program that we discussed, so our Workforce Now Committee, again, is made up of people in business and nonprofit and education, both secondary and post-secondary, and bringing that group together around this idea of marrying our schools and our businesses has just been incredible to watch and be a part of. Just, you know, coming up with the idea of the Intern Expo and hosting workshops leading up to the Intern Expo of the success of hosting interns and really just tackling that workforce issue and that hiring issue and utilizing what we already have right here in front of us, which are eager students and eager businesses. And just watching that come together has just been really magical, in my opinion, because we took a problem and we created a solution. And now we're, you know, we have various variables that are contributing to that solution. And that event coming up, the Intern Expo, is going to be a huge piece of that puzzle.
You had also mentioned one of the programs that does service back to the community. Can I ask you about that program? If you could, you know, reference what that program was, but also what kind of service is being done?
Okay, well, there's two. One is our Chamber Network of Enterprising Women, and they always vote and team up with on a particular nonprofit they would like to work with within their year of events. And what that means is that every event that they host throughout the year, they are advocating for, potentially raising money for, and volunteering with that nonprofit for the year. Last year, the CNU Women worked with the Gladys H. Overly School, for example, and they hosted a luncheon there one day, and the students cooked for the audience, and then in the afternoon they went outside and created a music wall that could be like, you know, hands-on. The students could go out and practice their music, but or maybe just get some energy out.
That's cool.
And that's just an example of the types of things that our senior group does with the nonprofits that they work with. Now, our next gen group, who are just revitalizing because we took a break during the pandemic, they're going to do more like hands-on service, like when they have their service and social event coming up at the end of April. They are going to be doing a project that benefits Micah Ministries, for example, and they're going to be doing little kits that can be distributed back out into the community for our homeless community or those experiencing homelessness. And those are examples. And then they want to incorporate that type of service into everything that they do moving forward with their events.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. You talked about plans on the horizon, things that you already know are going to be happening coming up. But I'm curious, do you have any like dreams, things that aren't necessarily down on paper yet, but places you'd love to see the chamber go to?
I mean, we would love to be able to have as many members as possible, because that just means that we're making more connections and we are feeding into the business community and we're growing and thriving here in District 16 is one. But two is really just continuing to do those collaborative things like the workforce initiative that we have discussed already that are going to benefit business and going to allow us to come together and embrace community and just do incredible things, whether it's, again, bringing our students and our businesses together, or bringing, you know, small and large businesses together, or nonprofits and businesses, whatever that looks like, we want to be a part of it and we want to help so we can continue to grow and thrive in our area as we are, again, the fastest growing business community in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Excellent. Thank you. You did mention that one of the dreams would be to get, you know, as many businesses as possible, which leads me to ask, do you think there's any obstacles to joining, or do you think it's just lack of awareness of what the chamber can do? Like, what would prevent somebody from possibly joining the chamber?
Yeah, I think it really is just, you know, lack of awareness and, you know, being technically the chamber is a nonprofit as well. So, you know, our resources can be limited at times, and we are a small team. So, making our reach as far and wide as we possibly can. We are located in downtown Fredericksburg, our offices. And so sometimes it's hard for us to reach all the way out to King George or out to Caroline County. And so just really expanding that reach. And what we can do with that is we can get ambassadors on board with us and advocates and volunteers that can help us spread that message, that we can bring everybody in under the same umbrella and working together.
Beautiful. Thank you. For those who are interested in finding out more about the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber, where can they go?
They can go to fredericksburgchamber.org, which we have a nice, beautiful website that is new and shiny. and they can always call here, which is 540-373-9400. And ask to speak with, you know, myself, I'm Carly Walker, or they can ask to really speak with anybody. Anybody here is ready and available to answer questions about membership, about engagement, and how we can help you and your business grow.
Fantastic. Carly, I don't think that I have any other questions. You have been amazing answering everything, but is there anything else that you wanted to share that you haven't had a chance to touch on yet?
I don't think so, Megan.
Okay.
I'm just really excited that you asked me to be here and that I could share more about the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber of Commerce and how we're here to help and, you know, grow in leadership, access, innovation, advocacy, and connections.
Well, I've personally learned a lot from you myself, so I'm very excited to share this with our listeners because I know that they'll get a lot out of it too.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
And that concludes another edition of Community Matters. Thank you once again for hanging with us today. And of course, if you'd like to hear audio from any of these interviews again, you can do so right on our website, WPER.org. Have a great day.